He's recording my voice. Culture Connection is ready to go. Let me start my show with this intro. Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. This is your host, Brother Malcolm, and I hope all is well in the atmosphere wherever you are, your loved ones. It's been a few weeks, and wow, so much has happened in my life. So I thought I'd take this moment to just give you all an update. As many of you may know, I work in the theater, and as of last week, I am no longer at my job. I was the new play production associate at Center Theater Group. And I thought I'd take this moment to talk about that gig and talk about leaving what I'm doing. So for about 4 years and 3 months, I was the new play production associate at Center Theater Group. And that involved what I like to tell people who are not familiar with either that title or the work that I do is I was really ostensibly a creative project manager. I often had the responsibilities of a line producer, meaning that it was important for me to manage all of the money associated with the projects that we were working on. But I was really fortunate enough to be the sort of the inaugural position of this department. About 5 years ago, the department, New Play Production at Center Theater Group, was awarded $1 million grant from the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation. So with this $1 million, we were afforded the opportunity to take a few years to investigate, develop, and produce work that was not in the wheelhouse of Center Theater Group necessarily, which meant we were going to be investigating work by ensemble artists, by artists that are collective creators. Meaning that it's not the single vision of a playwright to create a piece of work. So we work with designers who work with a director, who work with a sound designer, with a costume designer, and they would all come into a room and create pieces. And that's just one particular scenario. There were all types of scenarios that we worked with different artists. And I just had the incredible opportunity over the past 4 years to work with some of the greatest artists in our field right now doing wonderful work. I mean, my first project was with the experimental and genius, if you will, Phil Sultanoff, who creates works that are at once dense and sometimes esoteric, but also allow for a depth of creative investigation to the human psyche. With the Rude Mix out of Austin, Texas, an incredible ensemble of folks who truly collectively create. Their process of creating and deciding what pieces they'll develop is amazing. They basically go to a retreat and talk about what people are reading and listening to, and they start to hear key words, and they sort of throw that up on a board. And this is obviously a really abridged version of their process, but from that process of investigating what people have been listening to, what they've been in tune with, they decide on a project or a piece of a current event or historical event that they want to approach as a project, and they create their work. Also had a chance to work with the venerable and outstanding social activists, social activist artist group Universes. Shout out to Ninja, Mildred, and Steven of Universes. Worked on a piece called Party People, which was developed at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and is now having another production at Berklee Repertory Theater this coming fall. Also had a chance to work with Daniel Alexander Jones and his piece Jo Mama Jones, Radiate, which my boss and I saw in New York about three years ago, I believe, and were blown away, and we literally got like the last tickets to the final performance And after we saw it, we knew we had to bring Daniel out here to Los Angeles. Also had a really great fortune of working with a Latino theater company. Had the great fortune of working with Jessica Blank and Eric Jensen on How to Be a Rock Critic. Had a really wonderful opportunity to work on probably one of my favorite pieces, and it was never produced, with the extraordinary and the legendary Dominique Saran and Steve Epp of Theater de la Jeune Lune, formerly of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we worked on and developed and created a piece called Masood about amazing leader out of Afghanistan who was assassinated on the eve of 9/11 because of his desire to unify Afghanistan under more democratic principles of equal rights, education for women, and try to help the U.S. Rat out and put an end to Osama bin Laden, but at the time wasn't taken seriously. And literally after he is assassinated, 9/11 happens the next day. It's an incredible piece that we worked on for about a month. And it was just, it was an extraordinary journey. I was so happy to be a part of that. And then there was, I'm trying to go through all the pieces because there were so many. There was Neva by Guillermo Calderon, which was another fantastic piece. There was You Should Have Stayed Home, Morons, which is a great site-specific piece that we did in the Radar LA Festival. I've talked about Radar LA before. Radar LA is the International Festival of Contemporary Theater that is helmed by the Center Theater Group, Red Cat, and The Public in New York, but primarily Red Cat and CTG these days, and takes place in various venues in downtown Los Angeles and has received rave reviews and is really a festival worthy of the world stage. And so I've had really tremendous experiences working for Center Theater Group and as a new paper production associate, and it just gave me such exposure to international work. I got to travel because of it. And one of the things I appreciate is that it developed my aesthetic for work that is not necessarily linear or, you know, a kitchen sink drama that most of us are used to, anything that's episodic or sitcom. Like, it really taught me to expand how I view and look at theater, look at art, at its creation, at its presentation, consumption. And so to leave that behind was terribly challenging, but I can leave saying it was rewarding, and that I wouldn't have I don't regret taking 4 years of my life to work assiduously to build the program up and pass on the program to my successor. And I feel like I've left the department in great shape. We also were awarded another $1 million grant to do the program for another 4 years. So I'm just really proud of that achievement. But for those who do not know, I decided to leave to start my own arts management company. And I'm so grateful that God gave me this vision to start a company where I can be a major player and resource to artists who really desire a collaborative relationship in their management style, a holistic collaboration, one in which not only am I, someone who can procure you another gig, but I am a confidant, I am a trusted colleague, a trusted advisor, a wise counsel, and a connector of collaborators for particular artists. I'm in the process of forming, and I'm currently working on projects associated with MKD Arts Management, where the king is always present and the kingdom is central. And God gave me this vision in 2013, while I was at lunch with my pastors, and I was so grateful. Shout out to Alex and Kai Panetta for their leadership and for their friendship and their love and just for being family. they were talking to me about what did I want to do with my life, and I kept saying, I don't know. You know, I do this. I like doing this. I like doing that. And one of the things I realized is I love helping people bring their vision to fruition. While I have talents, and in the past I have had creative talent. You know, I used to be an actor. I used to sing, dance. I even directed for a stint in college. But what I really enjoy is helping people figure things out, because I feel like God has given me this ability to take something that you hand to me and for me to shape it, form it, and to perfect it. So I came up with this idea of going with arts management. And it's interesting because the tagline was important to me because I don't hide that I'm a Christian, and that my life as a follower and disciple of Christ has certain principles that I try and abide by, and not try, but I abide by in my daily walk. And so it's important for people to know that when you are connected with MKD Arts Management, you're connected with somebody who has integrity and answers to a higher calling than himself. And then the kingdom being central is just simply that God's kingdom, God's people are very, very important to me. And so in doing so, it means that my work is not about me, but it's about you. And so I hope that the artist that God brings my way, who I have the fortunate task of leading and collaborating with, will be people whose humanity is far surpasses their artistry. And it's always been important to me to work with people who are generous of spirit, who are kind, who are excellent in all they do, and who are creative. And so for me, humanity comes first. Excellence and creativity is a given. So that's the scoop for Brother Malcolm. I'm entering a new season of incredible opportunity, incredible height, incredible places and people to see and interact with. And I'm so thankful and grateful that this vision has been placed in me. And I look forward to bringing it to fruition, and I look forward to the company flourishing. And so I do want to inform you all that don't be surprised if you see Brother Malcolm in your local trade paper, magazine, internet, because I believe that I will be working with some of the world's most brilliant and creative artists in the near future. So I do want to give a shout out to the Black Is family. You know, what we're doing here is for you all. And I don't want to take for granted that so many people work so hard to make this happen, starting out with our founder and the head negress in charge, Casey Lehman. And of course, her partner in crime, her right-hand man, her real man, her husband, Brother Chris Lehman of the Brothers Lehman Happy Hour. Shout out to the Brothers Lehman Happy Hour and Jonathan. And then the Brown Girl Hour, Toria and KC, the Black Is Break, and all the programs. Oh, and of course, Merc 80 on the Jam, and just everybody on the Black Is family who is making this and holding this down. We are really trying to do something that contributes to our community and uplifts our community. So we really appreciate your support, and hope that you will tune in. For the next few weeks, we're going to be on a little bit of a spring break because we need a break too, people. We got things to do. Obviously, I got some work to do. I'm freelancing. So I'm definitely looking forward to the break. But check back with us. We will probably be back towards the end of April, if not 1st of May, to really kick off the summer season. And we hope that you will tune in still every week, because we're going to have some oldies but goodies for you, some of your favorite podcasts, favorite culture connections of the past, for you to relive and listen to and share with your friends and family. And as we say every week, remember to make a career out of humanity, commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And as always, peace.